So these tariffs are based on a lie. That lie is that they are necessary for America's national security. They're not. Trump is doing this to try and protect jobs in the United States. And in fact, he will undermine jobs in the United States. Steel will become more expensive. All the producers that of various goods that use steel in the United States will see their prices rise. Their consumers will buy less of them, and they will lose jobs. Nobody wins in an international trade war. And unfortunately, Donald Trump thinks he can. He's actually on record as saying that he believes he can win a trade war. That's the way bullies operate. They try and use their force, their power to intimidate you and to threaten and to elicit concessions from you. We have to be firm, we have to be strong, and make it clear to America that we're not prepared to be bowed or cowed by his intimidation, and that we can retaliate.
It does take two to fight a war of any kind, trade war or otherwise. Do you think then retaliation is the right way to go?
Actually, it takes one to start a war, not two. You then have to take a decision once you're attacked as to whether you're prepared to defend yourself or whether you're prepared to hold your hands up and let them do down your industry and jobs in your country. We're not prepared to do that. We should not be prepared to do that. And it's absolutely right that we respond proportionately. We don't want to escalate this matter. And that's why I think the action that Commissioner Malmstrom in the European Union has said that they would take is a proportionate response. It will not escalate this affair, but it will create a clear signal to America that they should not be doing this, and we will then take the dispute to the World Trade Organization, which is the rules-based system, the way of deciding through a judicial process who is right in this. It's clear that we have right on our side. We should therefore be confident in that, and we should make sure that we protect the jobs and the industries which are behaving entirely properly within that rules-based system at the moment.
Does the prospect of a global trade war with one of our major trading partners change Labour's policy when it comes to Brexit?
Well, actually, we thought very carefully about the whole prospect of the UK being on its own, negotiating in international trade agreements after Brexit. And that is why we have said that there should be a new customs union between ourselves and the European Union. That means that we would negotiate these international trade agreements together. We would have the power, the might of a 500 million strong consumer market, which is the largest single market in the world. But we would have the power of that strong consumer base with which to be able to take on the power of America or the power of China. If we're on our own, as Theresa May wants us to be, we're a really small minnow opposed to a very large whale. We would be a 70 million strong consumer base, and it's very difficult to see that we could exercise the same sort of leverage. So our policy, the Labour Party's policy, is very clear that we want to be part of a new customs union where we could maintain that common front in terms of our trade negotiations. But the government, unfortunately, has ruled that out by the red lines that Theresa May has adopted. We think that's not in the country's interest for precisely this reason. It opens us to the sort of bullying and intimidation that people like President Trump, who think they can win these trade wars, would then put pressure on us